There is no snow in the village of Shitan in eastern Zhejiang province, and it is definitely not Santa's frigid North Pole workshop. But last year, the village shipped around 100 million in ornaments and decorations to places as far away as Europe, the United States, and Brazil. Wang Nianming is head of one of Shitan's earliest Christmas decoration companies, Rayon De Bright Arts and Crafts. He is also the village party chief. He says that although overseas customers are still the main focus, that is changing.
In the past, Christmas was just a holiday celebrated overseas. Few here in China knew much about it. But in recent years, celebration of the holiday in China has been catching on, as has the sale of ornaments and trinkets.
Before De Bright started handcrafting Christmas ornaments, they made disco balls and still do. Like many other factories here, the company is branching out to make trinkets for other Western holidays, even Halloween. Shitan is home to about 3,000 people, and the narrow streets and surrounding hills make up a network of some 40 larger factories and around 200 smaller workshops, like this roadside warehouse. Some workers like Peng travel here from far away for the opportunities.
I will go wherever the work is as long as I can make some money. That is all that matters.
Although Shitan is home to a large number of Christians, residents say that it is the village's knack for handicrafts, not their religious beliefs, that has made ornaments such a staple industry. One factory owner, Wang Songjiang, says he knows little about the meaning behind the decorations or the holiday.
Christmas is a holiday for foreigners. We don't really know what it is all about. It is enough for us to know that these ornaments are for the celebration of Christmas and that we can do business and earn money.
Christmas has been celebrated here more openly in the past. In this YouTube video from 2011, police broke up the event when some complained it had been turned into a religious affair. Local Christians say authorities pulled the plug on an approved event. Village Party Chief Wang Nianming.
We stopped holding the celebration because of religious issues and the religious tone some wanted to give to the event. It's not right to take a culture event and turn it into a religious event.
The event was meant to be more of a celebration of how Shitan has made a name for itself, Wang says, and its ability to create and find business opportunities. Belied, VOA News, Shitan Village, China.